Hi, I'm Dr. Joe, and welcome to the first of these audio blogs. I'm doing this through a new site I've found called Audioboo. It's just amazing the stuff that's out there on the web these days. So we're going to be doing these regularly with commentary on health matters and some health tips for you as well. In the news this month has been the move in New York City pushed by Mayor Michael Bloomberg to ban the sale of soft drinks in sizes larger than 16 ounces. This is being done as part of the battle against obesity. Interestingly, critics correctly point out that there's nothing to stop people buying a bigger number of small sizes. The biggest size that was on sale at cinemas in New York was 64 ounces, or nearly 2 litres. Now, to be honest, I don't know how anybody can drink that much Coke or soft drink during a movie, but you know, anyway, it's amazing what people do. So there's nothing to stop you buying 4 of the 16-ounce ones if that's what you want to do. I suspect most people won't do it, though. Sugar is a major contributor to weight gain. In fact, ever since we've been pushing the low-fat barrow, people have been getting heavier. The reasons for that is that often when people eat low-fat foods, the fat has been replaced by sugars. It's just so important to read the labels when you buy foods. In fact, as I've said many times in my blogs, it's better to buy foods and eat mainly foods that don't have labels. One of the biggest contributor, though, to weight gain is liquid calories, because they don't fill you up and they can give you a lot of calories. So if you have a very large soft drink or even large fruit juice, you're getting a lot of sugar. The body won't use it up whilst you're sitting at the cinema, so the body will convert it into fat, and then people sort of scratch their heads and think, look, I'm not eating a lot of fat, but I'm gaining weight. It's because the body will store the sugar as fat. And also, when you put a sugar load into your system, it produces insulin to get rid of the sugar. The insulin also inhibits fat burning. So is banning large soft drinks the answer? By itself, the answer is no. And I'm personally not a big fan of government meddling in people's lives. What's important, though, is we all have a choice. So for those of you who are interested in improving your weight or losing weight, those of you who are concerned about diabetes or heart disease, or those of you who just want to eat healthier, one of the simplest things to do is to reduce your intake of liquid calories and sugary drinks in particular. When you're thirsty, have a glass or a container of water. Till next time, this is Dr. Joe.